The following message is a presentation of Ligonier Ministries, home of the radio program Renewing Your Mind with R.C. Sproul.
We've been looking at the growing divide in American Protestantism in what had been a united evangelical Protestant front through much of the 19th century, watching how Protestantism is polarizing into fundamentalist and modernist wings. Still in the early 20th century, largely united in the same denominations, but increasingly finding life together difficult and traumatic. And we've illustrated up to this point this polarization in terms of Presbyterian experience. And I want to go on doing that by looking with you at the experience of J. Gresham Machen. Machen is important on several fronts. He illustrates something of the character and role of Presbyterianism in America, but more importantly, he was recognized as the single most effective scholarly voice on the fundamentalist side of the controversies that were emerging in America in the first half of the 20th century. And Dr. Machen, in that regard, helps us to see that fundamentalists in the early part of the 20th century were not at all what fundamentalism came to mean later when it was used in a derogatory way. Fundamentalist today is often used to refer to uneducated, stubborn, ignorant, uncultured sorts of people, and Dr. Machen was none of those things. He was not always entirely comfortable with the label fundamentalist, but not because he thought it was too negative or too critical a label, but because he felt it was important for Christians to have a fuller theology than that represented by the fundamentals alone. And so Dr. Machen was a Westminster Confession of Faith man. He wanted the whole confession, not just part of it. And that was his only reservation about fundamentalist. In fact, he came to be known by some as the Doctor Fundamentalis, the fundamental doctor, because he was seen as such a important voice in America in the 20s and 30s in defense of conservative Protestantism. Dr. Machen was born in 1881. We can't quite get out of the 19th century altogether. He was born in Baltimore, Maryland.